before the court this afternoon, matter of the United States of America versus Brian Higgins. This is case number 3-18, ZR186. We are here for the purposes of hearing a number of different motions. There were four motions in limine pending by the government. Those matters have been fully briefed. The court has originally set this matter for the purposes of any supplemental argument that either side may wish to present. However, subsequent to that, there's been a motion, an ex parte motion, for funds to retain an expert witness filed by Mr. Higgins through counsel, as well as a motion to continue the trial now set for March 2021, is my understanding of those motions. I can basically, for the most part, combined with the purposes of if the court does grant the motion to retain expert, there will be time needed for Mr. Higgins' expert to do whatever he or she needs to do, issue a report, give sufficient time for the government to review the report and to determine whether or not they need expert response. So the motion to retain expert is a combination of the motion to continue trial. So how I would like to do this is I will hear anything further with regard to the motion, ex parte motion, funds to retain expert witness, as well as the motion to continue that was filed by counsel on behalf of Mr. Higgins. And then, once we have completed that, then I will afford an opportunity for any counsel to supplement any argument they wish to make with regard to or any motions in limine. Or at that point in time, consider motion limine, motions in limine at issue, and will view such an issue or report as quickly as possible. So, with that, counsel, under their case.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Brent Tabashi and my trial partner, Rob Painter, on behalf of the United States.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Tamara Sapp and Paul Goffman on behalf of Brian Higgins. Thank you.
Further explanation, the court, this matter does come before the court today for the motions here. The matter is being conducted here in open court on the record pursuant to the court's findings that the interests of justice so require, after weighing heavily the need to reduce the courthouse traffic and the interest of public health, the courthouse traffic is at this time minimal. Due to no other judicial proceedings occurring in the federal courthouse, as well as the great majority of the other building tenants being closed for business. The court further finds there are no objections to this process or requests that this matter virtually, and that there are no waivers of the defendant's right to confession in the court of the county. The court is conducting this hearing here in courtroom 2. It's not fitted for plexiglass shielding. All participants in the courtroom are required to wear face coverings and maintain social distancing. All participants have been screened at a minimum by a temperature check. The proceedings are being conducted in compliance with the requirements of the CDC, the state of Ohio, and the general orders of the Southern District of Ohio. In addition, the court is conducting this hearing pursuant to procedure 53, which, except as otherwise provided by statute or these rules, does not permit the taking of photographs of the courtroom during the judicial proceedings or broadcasting the judicial proceedings on the courtroom. With that, counsel for Mr. Higgins, do you wish to address the two motions that are now?
Your Honor, good afternoon. Thank you very much indeed. On behalf of Mr. Higgins, co-counsel, Mr. Loffman and I, have been, of course, diligently working on the case, reviewing the second superseding indictment, and analyzing and going through the many documents we received in discovery. At issue is this mail fraud concerns an insurance policy, a forced insurance claim on the Meeker residence, which was Mr. Higgins' residence during the time of the allegations. Your Honor, at issue is the workings of this forced insurance policy and the particular nature of the insurance industry, how a claim works, forced insurance works, disbursements work, and the like, all of which are unique to the insurance industry and indeed the claims. At issue here is a mortgage company that put into effect a forced insurance policy on the residence in which Mr. Higgins resided. The name on that policy insures the mortgage company and Mr. Higgins' former wife, Shonda Higgins. Your Honor, the insurance policy is so integral to the allegations set forth at least in counts 1 through 4. For our defense to be put forward, it's imperative that we have an expert who can explain the processes and what happened in this particular case that we believe is, well, it's certainly integral to our defense and necessary, and it would certainly afford Mr. Higgins a fair trial if we could have this expert. We have identified this expert, we have consulted with him. I, of course, provided him with a number of documents, including the protective order in this case. Mr. Loffman and I have consulted with him on at least 3 occasions. And he is certainly ready, willing, and able to serve in that capacity. He has the requisite experience and the qualifications. And he is aware of the facts. He has a copy of the indictment, and we have pointed out the various issues, and he is prepared to make a report and render it to us so we can provide that to the government. Your Honor, this would necessitate a continuance. After all, the expert would need time to prepare his report. The government would need time to decide if, in fact, they wish to challenge the report, either by Daubert hearing or getting their own expert. And this, of course, necessitates a continuance. Mr. Loffman and I discussed this with Mr. Higgins. He was given sufficient time to contemplate this need, and he has indicated to us that this is what he would like to do. I prepared a motion to continue that I filed, I believe, the 1st of March. I also indicated in that motion that I would be filing, I would have with me a hard copy of an original motion to continue. I've entitled that amended motion, and it has a signature line for Mr. Higgins. Your Honor, Mr. Loffman and I consulted with Mr. Higgins prior to the hearing today, and he's indicated that this is still what he would like to do. Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Sack, with regard to the motion, I think we've been through this one. It's your understanding that he understands that this motion to continue would toll any and all speedy trial from the motion, from the filing of the motion. Until a new trial date, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. As well, I've indicated that in the language of the motion.
All right. Mr. Higgins, are you, has your counsel indicated your position?
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was reading the Bible. I'm sorry.
What I was asking is, your counsel has indicated that you're requesting this expert. If the court grants this expert, you're also requesting a continuation of the case to allow your expert to do his or her, I don't think there, his or her analysis, issue a report, and giving the government, of course, an opportunity to review that and determine whether what they need to do in response, if anything. And so therefore, obviously, it is the time is needed for that expert to basically do his position to allow adequate preparation. That the only thing about that is that continues the trial, and the time from the motion until the new trial date would waive any speedy trial.
I understand, Your Honor.
Okay, and understanding that you wish the court to grant, well, you do. We wish the court to grant both the motion to appoint expert and the motion to continue?
Yes, Your Honor, and it was my understanding that the motion to get the expert was already granted, but I guess on the 1st of March it was rescinded.
Well, that was the court. Basically, my explanation, although I don't really need to explain, but my explanation was, it was my understanding in our last discussion, which might have been by phone, was back that I said at that point in time, I would be willing to consider the expert, but I couldn't fathom granting the motion for an expert witness until I knew that you really, I want to make sure that you are aware of everything.
Yes, Your Honor.
I couldn't grant the one motion without the other.
Understood.
So I kind of, I think we vacated that one order that I put on, which was a little bit early because I need to hear these both at the same time.
Understood, Your Honor.
All right. Okay. But you're okay now. You're understanding everything.
I am, Your Honor.
All right. All right. Thank you. Anything from the government?
No, Your Honor. No, okay.
All right. Well, the court is going to. Now, let me ask Ms. Sack, I guess, one thing. My understanding is, with regard to that motion, we're talking about an initial amount of, $1,575.
Yes, Your Honor.
And my understanding that is to, you believe, would take care of everything up through the preparation and preparing the expert for trial.
Your Honor, I believe that it would certainly cover the report up to that. In the event that there's a Daubert hearing and anything else, I'm sorry, Your Honor, I just don't know if there will be a balance of funds afterwards.
All right. But so basically what you're saying is the $1,575 gets him moving, issue in a report, and then if additional, you will come to the court, I guess.
Most certainly I will, Your Honor.
All right. All right. Well, the court, based upon the presentation, based upon the motions of counsel, the court is going to grant the motion to retain the expert witness. In accordance with the motion. The court is also, based upon the motion to continue the trial, which was accompanying the motion to retain expert, and based upon Mr. Higgins' understanding that this motion does waive an annual speedy trial, the court does find that, therefore, that the failure to grant the continuance, as requested by the defense, along with the motion for an expert, would likely result in miscarriage of justice and would deny counsel for the defendant reasonable time necessary for this effective preparation. So therefore, I'm going to find that within the factual and legal confines of this case, the ends of justice in granting the motion to continue outweigh the interest of the public and the defendant in speedy trial. So therefore, we're going to continue the trial, now scheduled for March the 29th, 2021, to August 2nd, 2020. I wouldn't believe there is any reason for this to be continued. This has got to be the end result. We're going to set a final pretrial for Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021 at 1:30. Questions about those dates?
No, Your Honor.
No, thank you, Your Honor.
What was that date again, Your Honor?
The trial will be August 2nd.
At what time?
9:00. We start at 9:00. Now, the final pretrial, Mr. Higgins, is Wednesday.
Yes, Your Honor.
July the 14th.
At what time?
1:30.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Leaves us with the four pending motions in limine. The court, the briefing has been completed. The court at this point in time would afford an opportunity for counsel, if they so desire, although not required, to supplement their motions or their responses.
Your Honor, at this time, the government would submit on its briefs, subject to any rebuttal if this really gets council updates anymore.
All right. Consent as well.
Yes, Your Honor, thank you very much. On behalf of Mr. Higgins, we will submit on our reply, our response briefs regarding all of the motions in limine that the government has asked for, and we will submit and rest on that. Thank you.
All right. What I would indicate to you, we'll take the matter then under advisement based upon the briefing. The court understands that this is an important issue. These are important issues to both sides. The court will review the briefing and issue a decision as quickly as possible. In the meantime, it is my understanding then that the expert already has been in the starting gates and should be able to get moving immediately. I'm hoping. Do we have any kind of timeline, SAC, on when we might expect a report?
Your Honor, thank you. When we last spoke with the expert, which would have been about, I think, March the 3rd, he has all of the relevant materials he needs to prepare his report, and of course we are working with his schedule. At least as early as the 3rd of March, he thought he might be able to do it within 2 or 3 weeks. At this time, Your Honor, respectfully, may I respectfully move the court for a 3-week time frame for the defense expert to have his report prepared.
And that would be 31st?
Yes.
Well, just to make sure we have a schedule, so the 31st. And I understand, Mr. Tabachi, what do you anticipate you would need?
Your Honor, to quote Donald Rumsfeld, realm of unknown unknowns. So I guess out of the starting gate, we'd ask for 30 days, a time period to respond.
Okay, so if...
We could have until the 30th to determine what we want to do, because just given government procurement, we realistically could not, even if we wanted to hire an expert, retain more than 30 days.
So. Well, how? Okay, so what does that do?
Well, I guess, Judge, if the defense wants to make their disclosure, we'll work with them in terms of if we retain an expert to keep them abreast, understanding that the August 2nd trial dates were at the court's call.
Yeah, I don't want anything to endanger the August trial.
I understand, Judge, and I think that to the extent that the government hires an expert of its own, it's going to be more of a rebuttal witness, which would be subject to disclosure rules anyway. So, if the court's comfortable with it, Mr. Higgins' counsel doesn't object. I guess I'd propose their disclosure date, and then we'll keep Mr. Higgins' counsel in the loop of where the government's heading in terms of any expert that they retain and keeping it as well, understanding that August 2nd is a court trial.
Okay, well, what I think I would like to do then, we'll set the defendant's expert for the March 31st date. I'm going to set just a phone conference to touch base with counsel sometime in the middle of, I don't know, or quite when, kind of clear up your account. I just need to know where you're at, because if there is action, you're not going to have an expert, then we can move in with great haste. If you are going to have an expert, we need to make sure whatever that timeline is kind of in stone.
Absolutely. Right. I understand.
Bottom line is, I'm not moving that trial.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
I would have the United States.
No, thank you, Your Honor. Not on behalf of Mr. Dickens. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.